This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father John Allen of St. Matthew Catholic Church of Charlotte.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes, and let your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, football fans. Today is a day like St. Patrick's Day. On St. Patrick's Day, everyone is Irish. And today, all of us are football fans, whether or not our favorite team is playing. We are all looking forward to the great game of the year. And as we gather to celebrate the Mass today, we have many reasons to pray for our world as we pray for and support the suffering people of both Syria and Turkey who have suffered such a devastating loss, but also to give thanks and to rejoice with those who rejoice. And today at St. Matthew, we are so blessed by the joy that has come to one of our own families and a joyful family reunion that will take place a little bit later this afternoon at Charlotte Douglas Airport. In August of last year, Father Romero Tirano, along with 10 other priests and a deacon and a seminarian, were arrested in the government of Nicaragua simply because, as a result of their faith in Jesus Christ and as a result of their passionate commitment to the Catholic Church's teaching about human dignity and about the freedom of worship and the freedom of every human person, did not hesitate to raise their voices against the injustices of the Nicaraguan dictatorship, and as a result found themselves detained in jail for many months. Their bishop, Bishop Alvarez, remains in jail, having been granted the opportunity, like the others, to be deported, to be stripped of his Nicaraguan citizenship, and shipped off to the United States. But the bishop chose to remain in Nicaragua, and he said that he would happily serve the prison sentences of all of the priests who have been released. Many of them left with tears and pleaded to stay, and yet along with many others, 220 in number, those who have been judged dissidents against the injustices of the government of Nicaragua have been deported to the United States and arrived by plane in Washington on Thursday afternoon. Father Ramiro, along with one of his compatriots, Father Oscar Benvenitas, will be with us here in Charlotte, and we look forward to meeting them this afternoon and to offering them the prayers and the gratitude which all of us feel for their safe release. We know that their presence here in the United States, though they wish to remain in Nicaragua, will enable them to be a compelling voice on the international scene as the injustices of the Nicaraguan government are highlighted, and as we pray with all people of goodwill that peace and religious freedom may exist in that beautiful country. Just a couple of hours ago in Rome, in St. Peter's Square, our Holy Father Pope Francis expressed his deep regret and sorrow at the unjust detention which continues for Bishop Alvarez, even as he expressed gratitude for the release of those who have been held captive for so many months. Father Romero, along with others, have been deprived of medical care, adequate nutrition, and have suffered unimaginable agonies because of their commitment to the teachings of our Lord and the values and the Church's teaching about human life, human rights, and human dignity. We look forward to having a special celebration in the coming days and to give thanks to our Lord and to give thanks to our Blessed Mother for their safe return. These men and women are true heroes of our faith. They are truly living martyrs, testifying to their faith by the actions of their lives and by the suffering which they have so graciously and willingly endured for the sake of justice and peace. We pray for them as we thank God for their release and their reunion with their families. Likewise, we rejoice today in God's gift of married love on this World Day of Prayer for Marriage. This day, which began in the Catholic Church in the United States in 1983 and has since been extended to the Catholic Church throughout the world, celebrates the gift of married love on the Sunday closest to Valentine's Day. And so at the conclusion of my homily, we will offer a special blessing to all of the married couples of our parish and to all who are here. We know that with the busyness of family lives, couples sometimes attend different masses, and so we extend that blessing for marriage to all of our married couples, whether both parties are present at this mass or not. And we pray that the graces and the blessings of the sacrament received on the day of marriage may continue to be a source of joy, of strength, and of happiness, binding you together in the love of Christ and supporting you in your heroic witness to the grace of God's love and to the gift of family. The readings of Scripture today are rich in power, in meaning, and in beautiful and in beauty. And yet the words from the first reading from the book of Sirach shine forth with special eloquence today as we realize and as we celebrate the events of our world, remembering those who suffer throughout the world as we do most particularly for Turkey and for Syria, and remembering also all those who rejoice. The words of the prophet remind us all to choose life over death and always to choose good over evil. In each of our lives, in the wonderful circumstances that God in his love and providence has placed us, he's enabled us to use our faith, hope, and love to serve him and to make him known. Using the gifts of God and faithfully following his commandments enables us to hope in the promise of everlasting life and also in the promise that through our own commitment to Christ, through our choice of life, through our choice of goodness, and of our recognition of the power which is always present of good over evil, that God's kingdom will triumph and that the blessings of his divine heart, the blessings of peace which the world needs will continue to be present and multiplied throughout the world. We pray that just as these prisoners from Nicaragua have been released through diplomatic efforts, that the work of diplomacy may continue throughout the world, in our world so often torn by war, by violence, and by persecution. We pray that the witness of all good people may inspire the whole world to follow God and to trust in his nearness to us and his promises of life and salvation for all of his beloved children.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.